On the KSRO live line, we haven't talked to her for way too long. The spokesperson for PG&E, Deanna Contreras, is here. Hello, Deanna.
Hi, Pat. Good morning.
Let me start off by saying very sorry about the loss of one of your own. The 21-year-old from Santa Rosa lost in the car fire, and very sorry to hear about that.
Thank you. Yeah, we're devastated. Our thoughts and prayers are with him, his family, and his coworkers. And we're working with law enforcement to understand the circumstances of the incident.
Was it a car accident?
It was a vehicle accident, yes. Jay Ayeda, he's been working with PG&E for 2 years, and he was fatally injured while supporting the car fire restoration efforts. He was an apprentice lineman and 21 years old, and he was working with crews in a remote area with hazardous terrain when he suffered the fatal injury in a vehicle accident. Those are all the details that I know right now, and it was in western Shasta County. His family's been notified, obviously, and our thoughts and prayers are with them right now, and we're just devastated. I mean, he was friends with a lot of PG&E employees in Santa Rosa. A lot of people in Santa Rosa knew him, so we're all just really devastated right now.
Absolutely. Another loss in a series of losses with regard to the car fire. There's no question about that, but it does bring home the point of how dangerous your part of this job is, too.
That's right. Yeah. Today, I'm serving as a public information officer for the Mendocino Complex Fire, so I am at the base camp in Lakeport right now, where we have about 800 crews and personnel who are responding to the river and the ranch fires, meaning we're assessing our equipment. We're seeing which equipment has been damaged, with the top priority of restoring power and restoring a sense of normalcy to our community members here and our customers here who've been impacted by these devastating fires.
Well, it is not an uncommon circumstance, sad to say, for you to be in, Deanna. So 800 PG&E workers working at the Mendocino Complex Fire. And how many of those would you say are from the Sonoma County area?
Most are from Mendocino and Lake County, but we did pull some crews from Sonoma County and other parts of PG&E territory, mostly locals, though. And there are a lot of Sonoma County crews up in the car fire, working the car fire. I was there as the PIO for the car fire a couple weeks ago, and I did meet up with some of them up there, too. But here right now, we are about 90% assessed, meaning most of our equipment has been assessed. So we're looking good. We're down to about 700 customers without power, and we're hoping to have those customers, those 700 customers, restored fairly soon, as we're nearing the end of all of our assessments and figuring out what needs to be fixed and what needs to be repaired so we can safely and quickly restore those customers back to a sense of normalcy.
How can you describe the difference in where you are now as to where we were 10 months ago tomorrow?
Oh, gosh. Well, here we are again, another devastating wildfire season, and it's only August. I think everyone is pretty much agree that this is the new normal, that the extreme weather events driven by climate change are causing these unprecedented wildfires. And I think people are a little bit more educated about that, and just here we are.
Yeah.
Beginning of August, and it's all these devastating wildfires again. So unfortunately, this is our new normal.
And let's get this out of the way for official purposes, Deanna. You're not going to talk about the PG&E lawsuits, correct?
I can say that we still believe that we've met the state's high standards when it comes to the protocols and the policies and the rules and regulations. From what we know so far, we haven't seen the CAL FIRE reports. They were sent over to the district attorney's offices. So, we still believe that we've met the state's high standards when it comes to meeting the policies and the laws.
Are you as surprised as we are that the Tubbs report is not yet out?
Right. Yeah, that's obviously that report has not been out. We don't have any insight into when it is coming out or what the thinking of CAL FIRE is. We'll let them do their work and just wait and see.
And one of the other things I wanted to mention to you, Deanna, too, is that the PG&E's stance of turning the power off when a threatening circumstance shows itself in the future to try to ward off some of this wildfire activity. And who decides that, and when do they decide it?
So that is part of our community wildfire safety program. It's called the Public Safety Power Shutoff. It is the first time that PG&E has the protocols in place to shut off the power before a fire presents itself, basically to prevent any fires and to prevent our equipment from being involved in any fires. And in the past, we've de-energized lines and shut off power at the request of CAL FIRE and at the request of firefighters mm-hmm. after a fire has presented itself already and for the safety of the first responders. But now, as part of the Community Wildfire Safety Program, we have our Safety Operations Center. You and I have talked about that.
Yes.
Monitoring the conditions 24/7 with our meteorologists, with our weather forecasting, with all of the weather instruments and technology out there. And basically, looking to see if we need to shut off the power to prevent a wildfire. It's a lot of different factors. There's not a magic formula or a magic algorithm. It's
yeah, that would make things conditions. Simpler, wouldn't it?
Right, right. Yeah. It's wind conditions, it's humidity, is the area dry? Is there debris flying around in the air that could hit our equipment? It's a number of different things. But that it's very important that people do know about this new program because we want our customers to be prepared for an outage. And we want our customers to be prepared for outages either way, but especially if a public safety power shutoff situation were to happen and we shut off the power to the whole entire line. And this will only affect people who live in high fire threat areas, what we call Tier 2 and Tier 3 high fire threat districts. And that's according to the CPUC, the California Public Utility Commission fire threat map. So it won't happen for everybody, just those who live in high fire threat districts. And West County, obviously, is a high fire threat area. And in parts of Sonoma Valley, high fire threat areas.
Yeah.
So we definitely want people to... number one, sign up on pge.com for wildfire alerts. It's pge.com/mywildfirealerts. And we also want to make sure we have your contact information. So go to your account, pge.com/myaccount. Update all your contact information, and you can get these alerts via phone, text, however you want, email. We just want to make sure everybody updates all of their contact information in the event that this public safety power shutoff were to happen. And we haven't done it yet. We've never had to do it, or we haven't done it yet so far, thankfully.
Yeah.
But just in case, we want everyone to be prepared.
Well, one of the things that I know you can add to the PG&E arsenal is our cameras. And I know that there have been a couple of cameras already in play in terms of, you know, being poised at certain areas, certain high-risk areas. I'm pretty sure that today the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors will okay the purchase of other cameras, more of the same for other areas that are deemed to be threatened by wildfire. And that's got to help.
Exactly. And we have partnerships with local fire safe councils throughout the North Bay, in which we fund a lot of those cameras, some up in Marin County, up on Mount Tam and other areas. So we work closely with the fire safe councils and determining where the needs are and where those cameras and those types of equipment are needed.
Wouldn't it be great one day, Deanna, to just sit around and talk about the latest Hollywood gossip?
right.
Because there'd be none of this going on, in other words.
Oh, gosh, yeah. And you know, Pat, I want to make sure people understand, you know, that whatever's happening in Sacramento and the courts and everything, that, you know, not to take away from the good work that the crews are doing in Sonoma County and the rebuilding and the progress that PG&E is helping our customers in Sonoma County with more and more service applications coming in and with, you know, redoing the facilities and Coffee Park and all the areas that were, you know, hit hard. Our top priority is still helping Sonoma County rebuild.
Listen, every time that on this show that it comes up about the lawsuits or about criticism of PG&E, I remind whomever my guest is that the rank and file of PG&E were our heroes in October of last year and are our heroes when it comes to straightening things out for us. So not to worry about that part.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. That is Deanna Contreras. Be safe out there now. She is the spokesperson spokesperson for PG&E, now based in the Mendocino, in and around the Mendocino complex fire. And it's a dangerous job, as we found out all too well late last week with the passing of a PG&E lineman from Santa Rosa.